get wired, then you're listening to M7K. You're listening to Wired.
This is Wired Tech Podcast. M7K and speak your mind.
Hello, welcome, and thank you for listening to episode 9 of Wired Tech Podcast. Seems I have some technical difficulties with my microphone, which is why I couldn't release this podcast on Saturday, the expected date, and it seems to be happening to me a lot, and I do apologize. But it seems like my microphone is doing okay. I want to jump right into this. I'm going to be talking about basically some things to come up with some computer industries, some things not to be coming up, which means bad news for some companies out there that are releasing products. I won't give too much away. I'll talk about that later on in the show. But some things that are, some things that are being changed and improved, basically, in the computer industry, in the gadget industry. And so let's just get kicked off right here. First thing I wanted to talk about was this really amazing computer by Yo-Yo Tech. It's the FI7E Power. It's the MLK 1610 PC, which is said to be very, very fast. Well, basically, this is very, very fast. The Yo-Yo Tech has just released the FI7E Power MLK 1610. Basically, according to them, it's the fastest PC in the world. Here's some specs on it. This is a crazy, crazy PC. It's got an Intel Core i7-965 Extreme Edition CPU overclocked to 3.73 GHz, and it has all sitting on top of an X58 chipset, 9 GB of DDR3 RAM, 80 GB Intel X25M solid-state drive, 1 TB standard hard drive, a Radeon HD 4870X2 graphics card with 2 GB of GDDR5 RAM, and it's all on an Asus P6T motherboard. Now, anybody out there can say this is one hell of a PC. This is crazy. This, for gamers such as myself, because I am a gamer, I do play these PC games. I don't even play any console games anymore. I play just PC games, and I would die for something like this. I'm sure anybody would. But would you die for the price? Now, in US dollars, this thing is $6,337. Yeah, and that's about $3,995, or that's 3,995 pounds. So, you know, excuse me, this really makes me think. Is this worth the price? Well, its CPU is just intense. $6,000 for one of these things is really crazy. I mean, Alienware, they sell theirs for about $6,000 also for a full amped out PC. That's all the specs, everything cranked up at $6,000. That's a lot of money though. Well, that's the Yo-Yo Tech. If anybody wants to check this out, this will be in show notes. Click the link, Yo-Yo Tech link, and it will, you just check this out, because something like this, I mean, it's just really insane. The specs on this, I would die for. It's solid. This is a solid computer. Really cool. No doubt about this computer that it will just blow anything away. Any game that you throw at it, all the nice DirectX 10 games out there. Here's something on the chipsets that are in that PC. Now, these are the Core i7 chipsets that are in that PC. They're new. The new chipsets, they're said to be very, very fast. There's the lower ends, which are the i7-920s. They can defeat a higher clock speed. They got the three different the chipsets. They got the quad Q9650 The i920 is basically based off the FX6800. If you guys want to check any of this out, go to intel.com. This will give you more insight on these chipsets, more than what I'm giving you. But these chipsets are very fast. These are what is housed in that $6,000 computer. So, you know, look out for that, you know. Because if you're willing to spend the money, go and buy it. And I would love anybody, if anybody does buy that, I would love to hear what, or if you already have, maybe you already have a computer or a better, similar computer, you know, email me, m7king716@gmail.com. Tell me how you think of your computers. But, here's something for Nintendo and the Nintendo Wii area. Basically, acidmods.com has just released, it's called the Rapid Fire Mod, which actually it's a mod for your nunchuck, I believe it is. It's Acid Mods Wii Rapid Fire Kit. It's supposed to add full auto functionality to either your A or B button. What it does is when the Wiimote is on, the light on the A button will light up. They got an on-off switch which they added. It's basically what this all is. To get down to it, it's basically modding your Wiimote. You can check out www.acidmods.com if you'd like. They could do all this cool modding to your Wiimote, stuff like that. I like modding and, you know, customization and making stuff my own. And it's, you know, that's what's the nice thing about it, making it personal, your own. But, you know, that's Wiimote for Nintendo Wii. Go to acidmods.com. Really cool. Now that I've been talking about a lot of good stuff and some good news, well, here's some bad news. Bad news for Circuit City. Announcing store closures. I believe it's today that they're announcing store closures. Nope, it's tomorrow. Today's Tuesday, November 4th. Tomorrow, November 5th, Wednesday, November 5th, they will be announcing store closures. 155 retail locations will be closing. And basically 17% of its workforce will be slashed. Gone. That basically 55 markets from coast to coast will be gone. They're really cutting out a lot of stores that are out there. A lot of them, 155 total, will be gone quick. No questions asked. This Wednesday, tomorrow. So, it, you know, bad news, because I like Circuit City a lot, and I hope it's, well, I don't think it's one of the stores anywhere near my locations, but, you know, not good. But, here's something from Amazon. Let's just get away from all that bad stuff. Amazon. You know, you ever get a gadget, something, you know, something that you buy in the mail, not even, it has to be a gadget, maybe just some package, and you can't seem to open it for the life of you. I actually have this razor here that I use to open up all my packages, because I do order stuff from Amazon a lot. And it's crazy to open. It's really hard. So I use this razor here, this little knife, utility knife thing that I got here, to open up half the stuff that I get. Well, now Amazon's taking a stand to eliminate the wasteful, hard-to-open gadget packaging. It's called frustration-free packaging. Ooh, and I'm excited for this. This is really, really, it's awesome. Frustration-free packaging. So now when you get a package in the mail, it's going to be so easy to open, you can just get right to whatever you bought. So, you know, it's good stuff. Basically, that's all it is to really tell. It's Amazon, the frustration-free packaging. So when you buy something from Amazon, you know, buy something from Amazon right now. Test it out. Buy something cheap. You know, they're frustration-free packaging, and I just can't wait for this. It's really going to be awesome. Here's something that I forgot to mention on Alienware. As of today, or actually this was yesterday, 11:03:08 is when the evolution is continuing for Alienware. This is kind of like a teaser for something big. So just go to Alienware.com, and I'm sure you can find something about this. I thought I'd throw this in there for you Alienware heads or fans, lovers out there, because 11:03:08 is when the evolution continues. I'm not sure what that's about, but hey, go check that out, because that is something to be said in the near future. Here's gaming, modding, building your own PC, building PCs. I love building PCs, customizing, all kinds of stuff like that. So Asus is introducing Vento TAF foldable PC cases. Basically what this is, you got your PC case, and you know, if you want to, like, if say if you don't want to carry the whole PC case over to somebody's house, okay, you take the PC case, you got all your parts, you got the motherboard, all that. You have to take all that out first. Once it's completely stripped out, you can actually fold it flat, so it's manageable and it's carryable. You know, then you go to your friend's house, you got this flat piece of what looks like just a flat piece of metal basically, and you pop it, fold it back the sides, fold back the other two sides, and it's basically a complete box again. And then you slide the side panel on and it's all good to go. The Vento TAF. That's really cool. Really, really cool. I mentioned the Intel Core i7, the new, CPUs. I just actually got some specs on the CPUs themselves. Just got them right now. So I'm going to open this up and show you tell you some of the specs. The Core i7 basically is it's 3.2 gigahertz Core i7 Extreme 965 CPU, and it was paired with an Asus P6T motherboard, and running the stock clock rate, it scored a 5,606 3D Mark 06. It OC'd up to overclocked basically up to 3.8 gigahertz and 6,606 benchmark. So overclocked at 3.8 gigahertz. That's really, really fast. That is really cool. I would love one of these. Now there's no say on price here. It's no noting on price at all. But I would love to stick one of these in my computer. That would just be awesome. I don't even know what I would do as a gamer with that. Really good stuff. I'm just thinking about it now, and really nuts. Really cool stuff. Another thing on Asus, Asus, as everybody knows, is a net top. Small little PCs, not much power. Basic net top is now going into basic desktops. So it's called the Asus E-Top. here's some specs. It's got two models, ET1602, ET1603. ET standing for ETOP. It's got a 15.6-inch touchscreen LCD. Now that's touchscreen. That's cool. It's got a 1.6 gigahertz Intel Atom N270 CPU, 1 gigabyte of DDR2 RAM, 160 gigabytes of 5400 RPM drive, 1.3 megapixel webcam, gigabit Ethernet, and 802.11n. Wi-Fi. Now, if you've listened to my past shows, I talk about some laptops having 802.11bg, and I said, "Oh, I wish there was some more N out there, more 802.11n out in the world." Now, This isn't even a laptop, and this is, has 802.11 and Wi-Fi. N is the next step in speed of wireless technology. basically, it's so much more faster. It's the connections are quick, down to the minute, second. It's really quick on speed. It has a pair of stereo speakers, two USB 2.0 ports, a multi-card reader, which basically is your memory stick, Magic Gate, memory stick, and SanDisk, stuff like that. Your media card readers, your media cards, memory cards for your digital camera, stuff like that. Has audio in and out, and a carrying handle for carrying it around. So, cool stuff there. And the keyboard on this thing is really thin. It kind of reminds me of the Mac keyboards, like the first generations, because I know they have the full-size keyboards now with the Mac. Really thin. It's not a full-size keyboard, but it's really, really thin. Basically, the only difference between the two models is that is basically the GPU, the graphics processing unit, which is the graphics card. It's the ET1602 includes an integrated graphics set, and the ET1603 has a discrete ATI Mobility Radeon HD3450. So basically, it's removable. It's I would go with the 1603 because it's removable, and maybe you could stick another graphics card in there. So I would go definitely with the 1603 on that. Not bad, not bad at all. I've never mentioned I had a Western Digital external 500 GB hard drive, but now that I mention it, I do have one. It's the Western Digital MyBook 500 GB external hard drive. Western Digital, really good company, and here's some stuff that they're doing to change the market. Basically, the Western Digital introduces the WDTV HD media player. What that means is you basically turn your USB drive into an HD media player, allowing you to watch your favorite HD movies on your TV. You can do pictures, audio, movies, all that good media stuff right with this device. And you basically connect it to your computer and up to your TV through HDMI cable. And it just streams that way, right from the drive to your computer and through the HDMI up to your computer. Sorry if my voice kind of got a little muted there. I turned around because I'm looking at my 50-inch HD TV behind me and wondering how great it would work with this. Awesome. I got a 50-inch back behind me, sitting behind me at all times every time I record these podcasts. And something like this for $130 would look awesome on my 50-inch behind me. I would really do that. Really do that. It's really, really cool. So, this available right now. Basically, oh, one other thing I forgot to mention. It'll do resolution. It'll basically display resolutions up to 1080p on your HDTV with the HDMI. And the size of this is 1.6 by 4.9 by 3.9-inch box. So it's not much bigger than the MyBook itself. It's basically the same style, looks almost the same, but it's just the front interface that they got on that looks a little bit different. So, really cool. Like I said, $129.99, $130, not bad. I would definitely go out and buy something like this. this I just found out now. The Aspire 1 plans to beat the pace of the EPC. Now, Acer just releasing their a new net top, hoping to replace the EPC or other netbooks. So Asus, basically, I'm sure they're going to be fighting back on this, but there is no specs on this, but basically it's just a little note that Acer bringing out net taps, trying to beat Asus EPC. Now, Asus, I know, has been around for a long time on net taps. It's basically the first net tap that I ever knew about. It was with Asus. But here comes Acer coming out, trying to fight him down. but it's not matching anything like the S101. Basically another net top. So I'm not sure. We'll have to check this out for the next few months to see how this goes. Really nice. Never seen this before. I just, like I said, just found that out. you know, like I've said in my past podcasts, I know one of the podcasts that I've released, I was talking about the BlackBerry Storm, and I was giving updates on the BlackBerry Storm, stuff like that, through Verizon, but nothing has come in about any updating on the BlackBerry Storm. It's really kind of low profile, not really much popping up anywhere. But if you go on to Verizon.com, I believe they have the BlackBerry Storm. I'm just going to check this out really quick. But like I said, I actually even got a catalog in the mail with all their products and stuff. Haven't seen much. I mean, here I am right now, VerizonWireless.com. So here we go. Just looking at their products here. Not seeing anything on the Storm. Like I said, you could also, there was also email alerts for BlackBerry Storm, but I mean, really not seeing anything, really. It's, I'm not sure what would be going on here. Here I'm looking up specifically BlackBerries. The new Curve, that awesome phone. the Curve is a really good phone, but I'm not seeing anything on the Storm. It's, excuse me. But I will keep, I'll keep people posted if anything does happen on the BlackBerry Storm, but I really doubt anything is launching for the Storm. I mean, I've seen it out, but I just don't really, I'm not sure where, what's going on with the Storm. But this is going to wrap up episode 9. I'm just about 23 minutes into the recording. Short show today. So I tried to do at least a half hour. I've mentioned this before, but hope you guys enjoyed the show. This was episode 9, and I'd like to thank everybody for listening.